This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, of course, it's a Medal of Honor Monday. It's the start of Thanksgiving week. Life is freaking good. We have all kinds of cabinet picks. Trump's cabinet, for the most part, is stocked. What, Chris? That's a good joke. Anyway, the cabinet is stocked. We'll talk about the goods and the bads. We'll deal with that. We'll talk a bit more about looting the vault, looting the treasury they're doing. I'm in a great mood. I can't help it, so I'm probably going to goof off and make a bunch of stupid jokes tonight. Kamala Harris is apparently not done with combat. There are 15,000 trannies to kick out of the military. And why Jack Smith dropping all the cases against Donald Trump is not near enough. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get started with any of those things, I got this email and it tugged at me, so we're going to do something a little off here, a little different. Hey, Jesse. I was wondering if you could give a shout out to Lance Corporal Jeffrey Holmes of Vermont, KIA, that's killed in action, in Fallujah, Iraq, November 24th, 2004. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, as of yesterday, gave his life. And I'm going to play taps not just for Lance Corporal Holmes. Everybody who lost their lives in the GWAT, the Global War on Terror, Iraq, Afghanistan, the families who listen to this show and ones who aren't listening, I just wanted to take a minute because I know it's Thanksgiving, and after Thanksgiving is Christmas time for everyone but Chris, and this is a very, very difficult time for people who've lost. I'll be honest, this is my very first holiday where someone in my immediate family who was always there will not be there. And I'm gonna celebrate Thanksgiving with my mom and my sister and Aub and the boys. And I'm dreading it a little bit. Not because of them, obviously. I can't wait to be with them. I'm dreading it because my dad's not going to be there. And for Gold Star families, that's every single holiday now. It does feel different. And if you are one of those families, or you lost a friend or loved one over there, this is for you. Rest in peace, brothers. All right. Now, obviously, we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now, and I'm going to get to the looting of the treasury in a moment. But one more thing along the heavy lines here. I am, all that stuff aside, I'm going through something myself that I need to be honest with you about. You see, Aub and the boys, they took off for Montana today. And that means that I am alone. I have a couple days till they get back. No wife, no sons, just me all alone. And all I can think about right now is freedom! Yes, that's right. Jesse will be watching World War II documentaries until his eyes bleed. I'm going to mix in some Vietnam documentaries. I might sit in the living room completely naked reading a book. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't guarantee you that I'm not going to be wandering around my backyard with nothing but a bathrobe on, sipping on my 10th cup of coffee, maybe eating donuts because Zob's not going to be there. How many is that for you? It's going to be glorious. I may use the bathroom with the door open because the boys aren't going to come in. Dad, what are you doing? Hey, Dad, you want to All I know is it's 2 days of the land of the free to the max, baby. It is old man Jesse doing all the old man things he's going to do. I might eat pizza every meal. In fact, I think I'm going to. Chris, I bet you I can, starting now, I'm going to commit now. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm going to eat pizza every single meal. I refuse to ingest the tiniest amount of nutrition for the next couple of days. I've even been, what, Chris, what? That's a good point, Chris. There is plenty of nutrition in pizza, and I'm going to tell Ob that whenever she yells, did you get another pizza again? Anyway, 2 days, total freedom. Celebrate me. Now let's talk about the bank vault, shall we? Because there's a bunch of stuff out there right now. A lot of this is going to come to Trump's cabinet picks. And so this is going to kind of be a long hour as we go through the cabinet picks. I'm not going to go through them one by one. We're not doing any of that. Don't worry. It's not going to be boring and lame. But a lot of Trump's cabinet picks are outstanding. There are a couple that are complete unmitigated disasters. There's no question about that. And I'll be honest about those as well. But you can tell the ones that are the best by the system's reaction to those. Honestly, I'm not even the hugest Tulsi Gabbard fan. Now, I'll stand behind her, but I'm not the hugest Tulsi Gabbard fan, as you know. I'm just distrustful. It's not that I dislike the things she says now. I like the things she says now, but these people who were lifelong Democrats and they kind of came around and couple years ago, and I'm a distrustful human being. Let's just put it that way. But when I hear Senator Duckworth come out on television and say things like this, it leads me to believe Tulsi's exactly what we
need. Your fellow Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, called her, quote, likely a Russian asset. You and Tulsi Gabbard are both veterans. You served with her in the House. What do you think of her?
Well, I think she's compromised. I think by going to Syria.
Compromised. She goes on to describe how she's a Russian agent and the intelligence agencies. You know what? I'll let her play it. The intelligence agencies are very concerned.
Your fellow Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, called her, quote, likely a Russian asset. You and Tulsi Gabbard are both veterans. You served with her in the House. What do you think of her?
Well, I think she's compromised. I think by going to Syria and basically backing brutal dictator there. Russian controlled media called her a Russian asset. So I do think that we have a real deep concern whether or not she's a compromised person. And frankly, the US Intelligence Committee, the US intelligence community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes. And so my worry is that she couldn't pass a background check.
Okay, before we come back to that, which it'll be about the cabinet picks and other things, I need to explain something that we've talked about before on this show, but I need to explain it again because we have a bunch of new listeners and you're going to see what I'm about to describe laid out for you very clearly. In fact, I have audio that backs this up, all kinds of articles that back this up first. Before I get to America, this is going to be about me. Well, it's not about me. It's an analogy, if you will. So I'm a human being with a job. I'm an adult with a job. And as I just described to you, my wife and kids, they're out of town. I am not only the head of my household, I am essentially alone. I'm a bachelor for 2 days. So if I wanted to, the second I turn off this microphone tonight, and I grab my car keys and I walk out the door, if I wanted to,
I could drive down to the closest casino and I could withdraw every single penny from our checking account. I could pull all the money out of the kids' college accounts and I could play blackjack, drinking whiskey by myself until I've lost every single solitary dime. And you know what could stop me from doing that? Nothing. Not a single person in the world. Even if they were home, they wouldn't be able to stop me. But I'm the holder of the accounts. I can easily go gamble all the money away of my family and wipe us out. Why don't I? Well, that's going to bring me to the cabinet picks and the bank vault and everything. Why don't I do that? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about, I'm sure you saw the sham peace agreement today, or ceasefire, I should specify, Israel-Hezbollah. If you just read the headlines, you're celebrating. If you read between the lines, you find out that once again, the Biden administration is putting those people on the wrong foot and guaranteeing that more Israelis will die. That's what they're doing. That's what all this is. It's giving Hezbollah a leg up. It's a disaster. And this is why you need private organizations. This is why you need the IFCJ to continue to care for the people over there on the ground who suffer with all these idiot politicians. Do you want to help the people on the ground? You want to give them food, build them a bomb shelter, care for them, protect them, flak jackets, a place to stay? Go to supportifcj.org, all right? That's where you go. Support them. Or call 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an incredible Monday. Of course, we'll get to Medal of Honor Monday about 45 minutes from now. I have some stories here about the corruption, the looting of the treasury, but we're coming back to something I was talking about before. Remember, it's a short week, and Wednesday is Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Get your questions emailed in right now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Wednesday is going to be a lot of fun. So as I was saying, I gave a little analogy before the break. Ob's out of town. Boys are out of town. But even if they were in town, if I wanted, what is stopping me from turning off the mic when the radio show's off tonight and taking every dime we have as a family, emptying the bank accounts and going to lose them all at the blackjack table? What's stopping me? Nothing. Nothing can stop me. Nobody, nothing can stop me. So why don't I do it? Blackjack's fun. I've played it before. Why don't I do it? Because I have a sense of duty to my family. I'm not at all patting myself on the back. Believe me, I'm the worst husband and father who ever lived. Believe me, I get that. But I have a sense of duty, a sense of obligation to them. Therefore, I don't. And that sense of duty is the only thing keeping me from doing it. There's nothing else that could stop me. Nothing else. Only a sense of duty. Now let's talk about where we are as a country, because this is going to apply to the country. Countries throughout history, this is not unique to America. When you become a nation, when you start a nation, this is nations large and small. We'll make it, let's make it about our small village we go to. We're in a small 100-person village. Very rural. We're in the outback. We have cattle and little huts and things like that. 100 people. We are a tribe, if you will. Well, we will, of course, as a tribe, we will have to take collections of certain things. Maybe we're bringing in extra grain, maybe our currency, whatever it is. The government itself will have large quantities of something that filter through it. Will it not? That's just inevitable. Governments, they will find a way, they have to, frankly, in order to function, they have to take some of the resources of the people and bring them into the government so the government can operate. That's a basic for any and all forms of government. Now, in our 100-person village, if I am the chief, if it's Chief Jesse, What is stopping me from taking all that extra corn that comes through my hands and taking a couple extra ears of it back to the house where I grill it up and then roll it in butter like my dad used to and put salt and pepper on it and eat it because it makes corn less gross? What is stopping me from doing that? Only a sense of duty. There's nothing else that stops me from doing that. Here in the United States of America, we will make it about us. Through years and years and years and years and years of indoctrination in the education system, in the media world, through years and years of education indoctrination, we have created a brand new kind of leader in this country, and it's the worst kind of leader you can possibly have. And that kind of leader is this. That kind of leader is the type of person who takes over, he takes over the hut, he takes over the government hut in the village, and doesn't feel any sense of obligation to the village at all. None. No sense of duty. So if you don't have that, if you don't have that we'll call it a morality, if you don't have that sense about you, nothing stops you. The people who lead our institutions do not feel any sense of obligation to you, the American people, to the country itself, to our traditions, to anything. None. It's been beaten out of them through years of communist indoctrination. Therefore, America to them is simply a bank vault. You have to get this about every single Democrat who's elected, most of the Republicans who are elected. In fact, if you are in Republican leadership, or even have sniffed Republican leadership, this probably applies to you. This applies to virtually every bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., every major member of the media, Hollywood, the education system. They all look at the United States of America in the exact same way. Some, yes, want to burn it down, but all of them, universally, 100% across the board, they look at the country as a big bank vault. There's so much money, a $20 trillion economy, the government taking in trillions of yours a year. And because they don't have any sense of duty, well, they started looking at each other. Hey, media, we should take some of that money, right? And the media looks back at the bureaucrats, or the State Department or somebody, and they're like, hey, yeah, you should take some of that money too. Hey, wait a minute. What if we work together? What if I covered for you and you covered for me? And hold on. Let's bring some defense contractors in here. They'll cover for me. Hey, bring in this general. I know he's in on it. Hey, Senator, you come on. Hey, campaign donations. Hey, come on. Everyone come on in. Hollywood, everyone sit down. Hey, listen, guys, we don't need to keep each other in check here. Look at this bank vault. The vault of America. Look at all this money. If we set aside these childish notions of duty to country, we could just take everything. We could loot this country dry, just pillage it like barbarians and take everything for ourselves. And when I lay out these articles for you and play these sound bites for you, you're going to see it more clearly. And it's going to make more clear why there's such loud opposition to people like Tulsi Gabbard. Before I get to that, let me lay this out. Speaking of looting and using your money for evil purposes, have you ever looked up the, quote, charitable giving of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? We pay them that money. You realize that. I have had all three, so I have to live with the fact that I pay that money too. I am responsible for horrible things being done because I have those companies at one point as my cell phone company. It's what I'm most grateful to Pure Talk for. Now, when I pay my bill, I not only pay half of what I was paying at T-Mobile, I pay half and I pay a company that will never abuse my dollar and will never use my dollar to abuse my country. When Pure Talk gives back, they give to veterans, getting them back on their feet. I have the newest iPhone available at Pure Talk. You want a new Android? Available at Pure Talk. You want to save a bunch of money? Pure Talk. You want to patronize a company whose CEO fought for this country, walked the jungles of Vietnam? Pure Talk. dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it's been an amazing Monday already. So let's dig into this bank vault. How does this looting of the bank vault work? Because that's what's happening in the country. The institutions have been taken over by evil people who don't have a sense of duty to the country, and everything they do now is all about looting us. That's what it is. It's all looting. And this will come back to the cabinet picks, which we'll get to, but for instance, the border. Now, the border for you is what? What's funny is money. You probably don't really think about money often when you think about the border. When it comes to border, immigration, legal and illegal, you think about crime, of course. Maybe you do think about money in the sense of the incredible cost to us. You can't imagine how much lower housing will get if we get rid of all these illegals. Healthcare costs will go down. Schools will get infinitely better. So yeah, there's that. And you think about crime, of course, when you bring in millions and millions of hordes from around the world, from various cultures, inevitably you're going to have a bunch of rapists and murderers. It's just a disaster. That's how you think of illegal immigration. But the American, the people who run our institutions, the system, it's all about money. And you know how we talk about the system, how different parts of it work together. They all work together like a bank vault team. So the media, they're the getaway driver. They're the wheelman. The defense contractors, the NGOs, they're the actual people holding people up in the bank and shoveling money into. They all work together to loot the bank vault. So how's that look? You want an example? Here's an example. So I'm going to read a person's, I'm going to attempt to read a person's name. I'm just going to stick with the last name because it's a bit difficult, but Vignaraja. Vignaraja is the name. What you need to know is it's a woman and she's a former policy director for Michelle Obama. Okay, you with that? We're just going to call her V. V. She was working on policy for Michelle Obama. Now, we'll set aside how weird it is that the first lady would ever need a policy director because no one elected you to do anything. Setting that aside, policy director for Michelle Obama. Okay, let's dig into this article, shall we? And the article, I want to make sure she gets credit, was done by a Madeline Rowley. It is an astoundingly revealing article. If you want to read it, you're welcome to thefp.com. So here's a couple tidbits. The federally funded unaccompanied children program, federally funded again means you went to work today, government took a quarter of your paycheck to pay for this. The unaccompanied children program is responsible for resettling unaccompanied migrant minors who enter the U.S. It delegates much of the task to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that run shelters in the border states of Texas, Arizona, and California. All right, so you got that much. Recent massive influx, 130,000 in 2022 alone. Okay, all right. So what NGOs are we talking about here? Well, there are a bunch, but the three biggest one, it lays it out in here. Global Refuge is one. Southwest Key Programs is another. And Endeavors is another. What does looting the Treasury look like? Why would they open up the border of the country on purpose as soon as they took it over? Well, here's a sentence. These organizations have seen their combined revenue grow from $597 million in 2019 to an astonishing $2 billion by 2022. In 3 years, 3 years, they have quadrupled their revenue. The CEOs all make in excess of $500,000 a year. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, and I doubt you're saying this because you listen to this show and surely you're more sharp and cynical than this, but maybe you're saying, well, yeah, Jesse, it costs money to feed and house these people. Oh, good. Let's dig into some of the things they do. Here, this is Endeavors, one of the big three. They use taxpayer funds to offer migrant children pet therapy, horticulture therapy, and music therapy. Oh, you're rolling your eyes at music therapy. How would that work? Well, there's a lady named Christy Merrill. What's she do? She's a music therapist. In 2021 alone, I want you to think about how you've stressed about money. I want you to think about this. This music therapist was paid $533,000 in 2021 to do music therapy for the illegal kids. And you paid for it. The federal government blood sucked up all this money of yours and they started handing it out to their friends. Gigantic amounts of it. Is the picture starting to get clearer? Oh, let's get a Global Refuge where this V, former policy director of Michelle Obama, now Global Refuge. It employs over 550 people nationwide. Its CEO, V, said that the nonprofit plans to expand to at least 700 by the end of 2024. You see, V, she was, you know, Michelle Obama, so on and so forth. When she just got there, her salary was $244,000. 3 years later, her compensation more than doubled to $520,000. And I could go through the whole article, but that is quite enough for this particular subject. Please go read it if you'd like. This is what it looks like when I tell you the system are a bunch of bank robbers and everything they do is about taking your money, the money of the American citizen, and blood sucking it out of your wallet and putting it into the accounts of themselves, their friends, and their family members. You want some more? Why would Republican senator from the blood red state of South Dakota, Mike Rounds, why would he say something like this talking about Ukraine and Russia?
I do not believe that Vladimir Putin has the capability in this particular case to accept the defeat that he would have and go back home and tell them that he was successful after losing the number of lives that he has and not having taken over what he considered to be his country, but what he found out was a free Ukraine. And I think we have to face the fact that not all wars end in a peace agreement. Sometimes there is a loss which one country has to accept. And Mr. Putin may very well find out that he is not going to win this war.
Okay, well, that's pretty much insane. Virtually every war in history has ended with a peace agreement of some kind. Of course, we can discuss Genghis Khan's wars of conquest and World War I, but they end with peace agreements, Mike. And of course, if you dig through the background of Mike Rounds, you will find out that Rounds has never had rounds coming downrange towards him. Never put on a uniform. But really, really loves this Russia-Ukraine war. He is into it. And he stands up at the microphone and he talks about Vladimir Putin. And wow, he sounds super brave and freedom-loving. The freedom-loving people of Ukraine. But none of that makes sense. And I know you're not going to take that at face value. Why would Mike Rounds be so hot about this whole thing? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Let's do a little bit more looting the treasury talk, shall we? Before we get to that, let's do this. I want to talk about the only thing better than saving money. The only thing better than saving money is saving money and getting to rub it in Chris's face. And that's what GovX does for all of us. You see, I am a former Marine. Anybody who's in my family qualifies for a free GovX membership. I qualify. If you're a current or former first responder or a family member, you qualify. current former teacher, you qualify. GovX is this website with the coolest brands you've ever seen in your life. Oakley, Yeti. I mean, you want a knee sleeve? You want a new pack? Do you want supplements? Do you, whatever. Everything's at GovX.com. And you get a free membership if you're any one of those things. Huge discounts, 20, 30, 40% off. I've seen 50% off. Go to GovX.com and get your membership. Use the code Jesse because it gets you $15 off your first purchase. Go now.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 10 minutes from now. I forgot to tell you, next hour, Brandon Darby's going to join us, as he does every now and then, nerd out on some illegal immigration stuff. What can we expect with Trump and the new president of Mexico and other things? Don't shake your head, Chris.
Buenas tardes.
Now, back to what we were just discussing. Why is it, the headline, Biden administration considers giving Ukraine nuclear weapons before Trump returns. They're authorizing long-range missiles. Mike Rounds is saying, hey, not everything ends with a peace agreement. Russia might have to lose. Why is it they are so adamant about this war? Why? Well, Lindsey Graham kind of halfway gave away the game.
Ukraine is still standing. This war is about money. People don't talk much about it. But you know the richest country in all of Europe for rare earth minerals is Ukraine? $2 to $7 trillion worth of minerals that are rare earth minerals, very relevant to the 21st century. Ukraine's ready to do a deal with us, not the Russians. So it's in our interest.
And that, of course, is what it's about. Money, you see. It's not about freedom. Ukraine's not a free country. You know, one of the reasons Ukraine's had such a hard time joining these big world bodies of countries is the corruption. Headline, energy corruption leaves Ukrainians facing a deadly freeze. You see, billions and billions of dollars flowed into Ukraine so they could make sure they had power stations up and running and the people had power, but the money never ended up getting to any power stations. But it disappeared somewhere. Where did it disappear? Go down to Miami and look at the Ukrainian yachts. And just know that that money flows back here. Of course it does. Defense contractors, finance companies, politicians. In the end, it's a big bank robbery crew, and they're looting the treasury. It goes way more than the border in Ukraine, but you're getting at least a glimpse of what I'm talking about. And so when you have somebody, back to Trump's cabinet picks, when you have somebody like Tulsi Gabbard, who, again, it's not like I'm a fanboy, but when you have someone like Tulsi Gabbard who says, no, this warmongering all over the place has to stop. The corruption has to stop. The intelligence community has been weaponized against people like, well, she said me, meaning her, that we have to stop these things. United States senators run to the television set and tell you she works for Vladimir Putin.
Your fellow Democrat, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, called her, quote, likely a Russian asset. You and Tulsi Gabbard are both veterans. You served with her in the House. What do you think of her?
Well, I think she's compromised. I think by going to Syria.
That's quite a thing to say about somebody. Why would they put up such a fuss? Because of the amount of money involved. Everything is about looting the treasury. Everything. Headline. Audit reveals eye-watering amount the Pentagon spends on miscellaneous items like soap dispensers. If you go read some of these articles, you'll find out the federal government, meaning you, because it's your money, being charged something like 8,000% markup on certain things. Why? How could that be allowed? Because they're all in it together to loot you. They're all in it to loot the treasury. And this is the kind of corruption we're up against. And it is deep. And the people who do this kind of corruption, the worst part is they know they're doing evil and they know you won't like it. And so what they constantly, constantly do is try to find different ways to make their bank robbery appealing to you. Of course, Lindsey Graham, I'll go ahead and let him finish this time. Lindsey Graham will tell you, well, I mean, if we don't win, you won't have an iPhone anymore.
Ukraine is still standing. This war is about money. People don't talk much about it. But you know the richest country in all of Europe for rare earth minerals is Ukraine? $2 to $7 trillion worth of minerals that are rare earth minerals, very relevant to the 21st century. Ukraine's ready to do a deal with us. Not the Russians. So it's in our interest to make sure that Russia doesn't take over the place. It's the breadbasket of really the developing world. 50% of all the food going to Africa comes out of Ukraine. We can make money and have an economic relationship with Ukraine that'd be very beneficial to us with peace. So Donald Trump's going to do a deal to get our money.
So you need to have your paycheck pillaged in order for them to get rare minerals out of Ukraine, and so Africa can eat? That doesn't make much sense. Or, again, they do this thing, Mike Rounds.
I do not believe that Vladimir Putin has the capability in this particular case to accept the defeat that he would have and go back home and tell them that he was successful after losing the number of lives that he has and not having taken over what he considered to be his country, but what he found out was a free Ukraine. And I think we have to face the fact that not all wars end in a peace agreement. Sometimes there is a loss which one country has to accept. And Mr. Putin may very well find out that he is not going to win this war. And it may very well be a case of where, as everybody watches, he may not be able to accept the terms necessary to consider it a victory. But what I do know is this: even though we don't see the strategic path today, what we do know is that victory is one in which Ukraine remains free and a democracy, and a victory for Ukraine is a defeat for Mr. Putin. And then the question is,
notice how he just glossed right over the fact that while we don't see a strategic path, they don't even see a path to get where they're going. But they've told you that every Ukrainian should die for this and that your paycheck should be pillaged for this. Seriously, some deeply evil people run this country. And that's a Republican from a blood red state. Wild. All right. Enough of this. We're going to get to the cabinet picks next hour, but first we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday next hour because there is one cabinet pick that is absolutely dreadful. In fact, I hope the useless Senate stops it, but they're probably going to need some chalk for that. Oh, it's easy for these useless senators to stop the good people, but when it comes time to actually stop a system servant, well, they'll probably have a hard time with that, if you will. That's why they need to get their T levels up. Male vitality stacks from Chalk. You know that natural herbal supplements from Chalk will have your mind feeling good. They'll have your energy through the roof. You don't need afternoon coffee anymore. You can still have it because afternoon coffee is delicious, but you don't slam into that wall. That's really what hits me more than anything. 3-4 in the afternoon, it's no longer yawning. Oh, I can't wait for bed tonight. I don't want to go to bed when it's time for bed because I'm so full of pep now. You just feel good. And they have female vitality stacks for the ladies. And it's Black Friday special all month that gives you a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That's how you unlock the Black Friday special. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.